Thank you, Trevor, and I want to personally thank Trevor and Brady for organizing this tonight. I think it's been a very edifying time that we've spent with one another, and any time that we come together, we try to provide an opportunity. If there are those present who have not obeyed the gospel, if there are those that would like to request the prayers of the brethren here, we want to give you that opportunity. Please turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Ephesians chapter 6, and I'd like us to look at one passage, and we'll bring our thoughts to an end tonight. In Ephesians chapter 6, and verse 4, we've been singing songs tonight around the theme of admonition. And I want to read a passage that we might not readily think of in connection with that. We think of it often as it is in the context of talking about instruction to families. But I want you to notice carefully the wording here, verse 4 of Ephesians chapter 6. And you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. You read from the Old King James, the wording is a little bit different there. It'll put it in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The Old American Standard put it, nurture them in the chastening and admonition of the Lord. As we look at what the Old Testament teaches us about this concept of chastening that is used in the American Standard and that is translated training in the New King James, it is very interesting because quite often that concept of chastening will kind of have a twofold approach. When we live as God would have us to, and we see benefit that comes from that, that is a positive thing in our life. But when we sin against the Lord, we do those things that are contrary to His will, and we see negative consequences. Often the book of Proverbs will speak of that as a chastening of the Lord. So it's something that can come not only through the consequences of behavior, but we are chastened by His word. We're corrected by His word. The word that is used, admonition, in this passage is interesting because it could be rendered with the idea of calling one's attention to something. And often we think of that as sort of the negative aspect of this. There's probably a positive and a negative aspect to both of these things that the Father is charged to do, training and admonition. But this is more the idea of pointing out, here's what you ought to do. Whether it's a matter of rebuke, or it's a matter of one being in ignorance and needing to learn what ought to be done. That's admonition. And we've looked tonight at that idea. But one final thing I want us to kind of think about in connection with this. How do you understand what the charge is here in verse 4? We might often think that it's talking about the manner in which parents are to teach their children. And there's certainly an aspect to that. But I think there may be a little bit more to it in the fact that particularly that wording from the American Standard, nurture them in the chastening and admonition of the Lord. The idea seems to be that God has set before us the way we ought to live. And He has shown us consequences. When we do wrong, there are even some consequences we have to face now. But if we don't heed His admonition through His word and address those consequences, there'll be consequences we'll face in the age to come. Here, I think fathers are charged to train them in those things. Help them see that chastening, that training, that admonition that comes from the Lord, so their life will be shaped by that. And I call that to our attention tonight as we're thinking about the theme of admonition, because I wonder if that's the way that we live our lives. Do we allow God's training and admonition to shape the decisions that we make? If you're here tonight and you've not been living the way that God would have you to, you are not abiding in the training and admonition of the Lord. Would you not think about the instruction that He gives us, both in terms of the love that He's shown us in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, the good that He wants for us, but also the warning that He gives to us of the consequences that will come if we do not accept His grace. Put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Confess that faith before men. Repent of sin that separates you from God and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. If we can help you, won't you come while we stand and sing?